الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا، وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله، السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
The ecstasy and the maza of reciting the Durood and Salam, picturing yourself standing in front of the Rozay Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is very different. So whenever you read the Durood and Salam, just imagine this, picture yourself standing in Medina Sharif before the Rozay of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Hazrat Maulana Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, that great wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it was the good fortune of South Africa that he is buried in South African sand. But when his eye operation was undertaken in Calcutta, so the doctors told him that you have to be anesthetized, I mean you have to be given anesthetic, and it will put you off for some time, but then again you will recover. So he knew all that, but he said, you don't have to worry about all that, you just tell me when you are going to commence. So they said, it is very painful without anesthetic, you can't do it. He said, you just tell me when you are going to commence, that's all. So finally they knew he's a wali of Allah Ta'ala, and probably some karamat of his Allah wants to show. So they told him, all right, we are ready to start. There are hundreds of people in Calcutta who are still witnesses to this. Those doctors are still alive. They are still operating in that same theater. It is not a fairy tale. After the operation, when he was asked, in fact I asked him here also in Durban, I said, Hazrat, but tell me that, what was it? How could you have put your mind off completely from what they were doing on your eyes, without numbing it, without doing anything? So he said, maine bas ye tasavvur kiya, I imagined that I am standing in front of the Rauza of Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I am saying, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. That is all. He kept on imagining that he is there. Now what kind of concentration that must be? If that was not enough, then Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Ali Sahib Lahori Rahmatullah Ali, from whose grave that fragrant smell came out for so many days, and people have still got those handkerchiefs, and some have still got that sand that they took away from that grave, which was not permissible, but they've still got it. That Allah Ta'ala showed it, that what happens in the grave to the awliya-i kiram and to his beloved servants. But if this happens all the time, then people will be believing their eyes. They will not be believing in ghaib. We must believe in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if he said that the qabr is either a garden from the gardens of paradise or a pit from the pits of hell, then we must believe in it. But sometimes Allah Ta'ala shows it. And in particularly in his case, Maulana Ahmad Ali Sahib was a mufassir, a great mufassir, a great muhaddis, and a great wali. He used to always challenge the students of the university that was nearby. He used to tell them that you do not believe in azab of qabr, you do not believe in jannat and the ni'mats of jannat, and that in the grave Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala causes the fragrance of jannat to flow for those people who are buried. And of course the grave doesn't mean the 6 feet deep hole, it is the alam-e barzakh, the life after death. In whichever condition that soul is, whether the person is burnt to ash or whether he is buried in the ground or some animal had to eat him up. So it is that alam-e barzakh after death. So that fragrance of jannat, he says, if you don't believe in it, you come and spend 40 days with me, or 4 months, whatever he told them. And he says, eat the food which I give you to eat. You must not eat anything else. You must only eat the food which I give you to eat. Because he was 100% certain that his food is 100% halal. Wow. So much so that when he used to go around to give talks, waaz and nasihat somewhere, he used to carry his own chana with him, gram, or sometimes some sandwich or his own food. But most of the times is to avoid even eating anywhere. That was his taqwa. Of course, we are not obligated to be that muttaqi. But he, because he had experienced the nur of that taqwa in his heart, so he said, you eat what I give you to eat, you drink what I give you to drink, and you do those few exercises of the zikr and things which I tell you to do. And then you come with me to the graveyard, and you will see with your own eyes what's happening there. So they made a big joke of it. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala showed it, that after his death, the thousands of people, not thousands, hundreds of thousands that were there, it was a very, very massive janazah, they all smelt the fragrance coming out. As soon as they buried him, the fragrance started coming out from the ground. Allah. And people start taking the sand and running away, taking the sand and putting in the pocket, taking the sand and tying in the handkerchiefs. Then some awliya of the time that were there, they had to make dua that, Ya Allah, if this is going to carry on, then how are we going to keep this grave closed? And this is not a story of 1400 years ago or 10 or 1000 years ago. This is very, very recent, 30, 40 years ago. Even now, if you go to his grave in Lahore and you stand there at the grave, if Allah Ta'ala gives us basirat and inner sight, we will sense that there is something that this person is enjoying. So what I was explaining to you is that he, well, this is what he showed there, but I mixed it up with, this is not his story. It is Maulana Muhammad Hassan of Amritsar, Rahmatullah Alayh. They had to amputate his leg. So for that amputation also, he said, no anesthetic, nothing. You just tell me when you are beginning. And he started Zikrullah. And in that Zikrullah, he was so engrossed that he does not know what happened. Amputation was over. So there are incidents of this nature. So whenever we read Durood Salam, like that we imagine so many things. People fantasize about so many things. But here, why don't we use this imagination that Allah Ta'ala has given us to transport our ruh and soul to the rawza of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, and imagine that we are standing there and saying, As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Hazrat Sayyid Ahmad Rafai rahmatullah alayh, he used to say, Fi halatil bu'di ruhi kuntu ursiluha. When I was far away, I used to send my soul to you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to convey the salam. Now, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am here with my body and soul, so extend your hand so that I may shake your hands. 90,000 people are witnesses to this incident. At that time, they didn't have all that gate around it. The hand Mubarak of Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emerged. All of them fell down unconscious. Hazrat Sayyid Ahmad Rifai rahmatullah alayhi kissed the hand of Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But after that, to make islah, that shaitan must not mislead him, pride must not come into his heart, he lay down on the ground. He lied down on the ground and he said, everybody jump over me. So those who were the Ahlullah, those people who recognized him, they said, how can we ever do a thing like that? But other stupid people, they did that. So Durood and Salam has got great effect. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to read as much as possible, because it is soothing. And in these times of depression, worries, anxieties, it is something that is a food for the soul. It is something that calms the person. So many benefits have been mentioned, but we should read it out of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Jalla Jalaluhu Allah اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah
sallallahu alaihi
wasallam La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah
sallallahu alaihi wasallam
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah 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 Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah 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 Socho zara Fir'aun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne Socho zara Fir'aun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ اللہ illallah 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 اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما او اللہ forgive each and every one of us اللہ forgive our major sins and our minor sins forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights oh my Allah every sin that we committed forgive us Allah forgive us forgive our parents Forgive our brothers and sisters. Forgive our wives and children. Forgive our family members. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, by Allah, we know that it is because of our sins that throughout the world we have lost the position of dignity and honor. Oh, by Allah, we know that because of our sins we are being pushed from pillar to post. Because of our sins, oh Allah, there is nobody to pass the hand of affection over our heads. Ya Allah, because of our sins, because we have distanced ourselves from you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our lives in this earth have become miserable. Ay Allah, hame maaf farma. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Oh Allah, there is no shortage in your treasures of forgiveness. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of your creation. Ya Allah, we are your sinful servants acknowledging every sin of ours. Ya Allah, we are your sinful servants acknowledging every sin of ours. We are not justifying any of our sins that we have committed. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Oh my Allah, forgive every sin that we have committed knowingly or unknowingly. Ya Allah, hamare zahir ko bhi maaf farma. Zahiri gunahon ko bhi maaf farma. Batini gunahon ko bhi maaf farma. Ey Rahim Kareem Allah. Ey Sattar Ghaffar Allah. Ey Rahim Kareem Allah. Ey Sattar Ghaffar Allah.
اے معاف کرنے والا اللہ، اے بخشنے والا اللہ، اے رحم کرنے والا اللہ. او اللہ، ہاؤ مرسیفل یو آر، ہاؤ کائنڈ یو آر، ہاؤ کمپیشنیٹ اینڈ فور گیونگ یو آر. ان اسپائٹ آف آل اوور سنز یو آر گیونگ اس سو مچ ٹو ایٹ اینڈ ڈرنک. یا اللہ، اف دیر ہیڈ بین اندر اللہ، ہی وڈ ہیو سیزڈ اس دا مومنٹ وی کمیٹڈ ون سن. دا مومنٹ وی سو ایول، ہی وڈ ہیو میڈ اس بلائنڈ. دا مومنٹ وی ہرڈ ایول، ہی وڈ ہیو میڈ اس ڈیف. دا مومنٹ وی اسپوک ایول، ہی وڈ ہیو میڈ اس ڈمب. The moment we touched any evil or haram with our hands, He would have made us paralyzed. Ay Allah, the moment we walked towards any haram place, He would have made us paralyzed. Ay Allah, Tu kitna rahim hai. Ya Allah, where are we going to find another kareem Allah like You? There is no other Allah besides You. Tere siwa koi hai hi nahi, mere pyare khuda. Hamara malik Tu hai. Ay Allah, hamara khaliq Tu hai. Hum kamzor hai, hum zaif hai, hum natawa hai, hum gunah گار ہے، ہم سیاکار ہے، ہم بدکار ہے، ہم خطاکار ہے، ہم ناپاک ہے. اے میرے پیارے خدا، اب تو تیرے دروازے رحمت کے کھول دے. یا اللہ، وٹ ایور وی مے بی، وی آر ڈرٹی، وی آر فلتی، وی آر سنفل، بٹ او اللہ، فور گیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس. اوپن دا ڈورز آف یور مرسی فار اس. Open the doors of your forgiveness for us. Ya Allah, cause the rains of rahmat to pour over us. Cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat, oh my Allah. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my Rahim Kareem Allah. Oh my merciful forgiving Allah. Oh my beloved merciful forgiving Allah. Nothing else has kept us here tonight except that we have acknowledged You as our Rabb. And we have heard Your beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam inform us that there's something that is pleasing to You is the turning towards You of Your sinful servants. Ya Allah, therefore we are extending these begging bowls before You. Ya Allah, we are not extending our hands before human beings. Ya Allah, human beings once or twice, if You ask them, they became annoyed and displeased. But oh Allah, the more we beg of You, the more pleased You become. You have attached these begging bowls to our bodies so that we may extend them before You and beg of our needs. Ya Allah, we have got many, many needs of this world and of the akhirat. Ya Allah, we are seeking the fulfillment of all our needs and desires. All our needs and desires, oh my Allah. All our desires which are in conformity with the Sharia, fulfill them. Ay mere pyare khuda, hamari har nek murad ko pura farma. Ya Allah, our sisters also, whatever good desires they have got, which is in conformity with the Sharia, fulfill them. There is nothing else that is bringing us here to take Your Mubarak name and to make the durood and salam on beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, except that, oh Allah, we have believed that the angels of rahmat cover such gatherings. Ya Allah, in this gathering we do not know which sincere person with one tear is seeking forgiveness. Ya Allah, with the barakat of the tears of the sincere ones, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, bless us with a life of happiness in this world, a life of prosperity, a life of contentment, a life of satisfaction, a life of joy and happiness, a life of sabr and shukr, a life of zuhd and qanaat. Ay Allah, hamare duniya ke andar ek paakiza زندگی عطا فرما، محبت والی زندگی نصیب فرما، عداوتوں کو ختم فرما، دشمنیوں کو ختم فرما، یا اللہ حسد کو ختم فرما. یا اللہ، ریموو حسد، envy and jealousy from our hearts. Remove pride and arrogance from our hearts. یا اللہ، ریموو evil and malice from our hearts. Allah, remove greed from our hearts. Ya Allah, because of greed we have gone to so much of haram. Ya Allah, greed has taken us to the casinos. Ya Allah, greed has taken us to interest taking and giving. Ya Allah, greed has taken us to so much of haram. Ya Allah, greed has taken us to so much of zina and fornication. Ya Allah, hasad or ghibat or چغلی اور تمام برائیوں سے ہمیں پاکیزہ پاک فرما. یا اللہ، ہمیں صاف اور پاک فرما. Clean and purify our hearts. یا اللہ، fill our hearts with zuhad and with sabr and with shukr. Oh my Allah, become ours and make us yours. Ya Allah, we want to become your friends. The very fact that we have come to masjid, the very fact that we have sat and recited durood and salam, the very fact that we have taken your Mubarak name, ya Allah, it is indicating that we want to become your friends. We are acknowledging our weakness, but nafs and shaitan does not want us to become your friends. But oh my Allah, You are Rahim and You are Kareem. Kareem is the one who gives without a person deserving. Ya Allah, we know we are deserving of Your punishment, but oh Allah, we are extending our hands and begging of Your forgiveness. And You dear really love to accept the du'as of those that turn towards you. Ya Allah, hame qubool farma le. Hame apna bana le. Ya Allah, become ours and make us yours. If you become ours, O my Allah, then everything will work in our favor. Yeah, our children will be the coolness of our eyes. Our wealth will bring us joy and happiness. Our homes will be a source of comfort and peace. Ya Allah, our society will be a peaceful and a happy one. Ya Allah, if you are not pleased, then nothing will work in our favor. Ya Allah, therefore we are seeking from you. Ey mere Allah, agar tu hamara nahi, to kuch bhi nahi. Hamare paas chahe maal ho, daulat ho, khazane ho, lekin agar tu hamara nahi, to kuch bhi nahi. Agar ek to nahi mera, to koi she nahi meri. Agar ek to nahi mera, to koi she nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Oh Allah, we are seeking you from you. Oh my Allah, if you become ours, your kingdoms become ours. Ya Allah, give us peace in our hearts. Ya Allah, give us satisfaction and contentment in our hearts. Ya Allah, remove all the anxieties and the worries and the miseries from our hearts. Ya Allah, create happiness and unity and satisfaction. Ya Allah, ummat ko tu jod de. Ya Allah, ummat ke tukde tukde ho chuke hai. Ya Allah, the ummat has been divided into too many pieces. Ya Allah, my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he is informed of the condition of his ummat, that ummat for whom he stood whole night in prayer, that ummat for whom his feet swelled, that ummat for whom he shed so much of tears and so much of blood. Oh Allah, when he is informed of the condition of that ummat, Ya Allah, what injury and pain it must be causing him. That ummat which he left behind as one body and one soul, and ummat that he left behind of 124,000 each and every one with a purified and a cleaned heart. Ya Allah, when he is informed of the condition of that ummat today, that the casinos are being operated by those Muslims, the casinos and they're operated by those Muslims, adultery, fornication in the first line Muslims, cheating, fraud and gambling, every kind of sin and haram in the first line, O Allah, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informed that the names of the Muslim Ummah are appearing. Hey, mere Allah, mere Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ko kitni takleef pahunchti hogi. Ya Allah, the kuffar and the mushrikeen caused him to tear during his lifetime. The kuffar and mushrikeen caused him to shed his blood. Ya Allah, aaj hum Nabi paak sallallahu alayhi wasalam ko takleef pahuncha rahe hai. And not only far away from Madina Tayyiba, oh Allah, in the city of Madina Tayyiba, in that beloved city of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so much of haram, ay Allah, in the hotel rooms, in the foyers, and in the gullies, and in the streets. Ay Allah, mere Nabi ko humne kitni takleef pahunchai. But oh Allah, let us draw a line somewhere. Ya Allah, make us make sincere tawbah from all our sins. Ya Allah, give us that determination in our hearts that we are not going to return to those sins, that we are going to get rid of all the evils that are in our lives. Ya Allah, those who are in drugs and drink and wine and women, oh Allah, make them make sincere tawbah from all this type of sins. Oh Allah, it is not going to bring them any joy and happiness in this world or in the akhirah. Ya Allah, gunahon se sirf jahannam ke azab ke hum mustahiq hote hain. Ya Allah, hame qabar aur jahannam ke azab se hifazat farma. Ya Allah, we want the best of this world and the best of the akhirah. In this world also give us good health, long life, prosperity and happiness. Provide for us risk and sustenance 100% halal from sources completely unknown to us. Ya Allah, what shortage is there in your risk, in your treasures of risk and sustenance? If you can provide for the millions and billions of fish in the sea, if you can provide for the billions of animals and insects and creatures and flies and mosquitoes, Ya Allah, what is it difficult for you to provide risk and sustenance for insignificant beings like us? Ay Allah, tere liye kya mushkil hai? Why should we go towards that which is haram, which is forbidden, which is displeasing to you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ya Allah, our life is melting away like a block of ice on a sunny hot day. Ya Allah, drop by drop, second by second, day by day, oh Allah, we are going towards our grave. Allah, ek din hamara janaza chalega. Ya Allah, ek din hamara bhi janaza chalega. Ya Allah, kisi ke kandhe par hame bhi le jaakar qabristan mein dafan kar denge. On the shoulders of somebody, we are going to be transported someday too. Oh my Allah, we are not going to remain here forever and ever. Ya Allah, we are so negligent and so neglectful. Ya Allah, one day will come when the tongue of ours will be silenced. The eyes of ours with which we are viewing at present so much of haram will be shut completely. We will be able to see nothing with those eyes. Our ears, we will be able to listen to nothing more. Ya Allah, the people that will be giving us ghusl, they will remove our clothes. They will remove our watches. They will remove our rings. Our cars, our buildings, our properties will remain behind here. Ya Allah, just in two sheets of kafan, we will be wrapped up and taken away. Ya Allah, but if we make some amal and some good deeds in this world, then, O Allah, our qabars will be lit up with noor. Ya Allah, we have got nothing to our credit. But, O Allah, we are asking you to make our life of this world and the akhirah pleasant and a happy one. Light up our graves with the noor. Ya Allah, hame noor e zikr ata farma. Light up our hearts with the noor of tilawat, with the noor of zikr, with the noor of ibadat. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure from all ailments, from our spiritual ailments and physical ailments, give us cure. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, Ya Allah, give them plenty of halal risk and sustenance, and open the doors of the sustenance for them, and make it easy for them to pay off their debts. Ya Allah, make everybody make a firm determination that they want to pay their debts, and oh Allah, make it extremely easy for them to pay it. Ya Allah, those who are not married and seeking life partners, Ya Allah, boys or girls, men or women, Ya Allah, bless them with good marriage partners who will be an assistance and a help in their deen and in the future life. Ay Allah, un sab ko nek aur saleh jod naseeb farma. Ay Allah, hum sab ko sirat-e-mustaqim par chala. Jab hamara maut aur khatima ka waqt aaye, to khatima iman par farma. Oh Allah, our parents, their ihsan upon us is great. If they are sick and ailing, give them cure from their ailments. And if they have passed away, oh my Allah, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, unke ihsanat ka tere shayan-e-shan, unko jazaye khair de. Ya Allah, Rasool-e-Pak, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the sahaba-e-kiram, the tabi'in, the taba-tabi'in, the awliya of the ummah, the mashayikh, the ulama-i-haq, their favors upon us are unlimited. Oh my Allah, give them the best of rewards from your side according to their status and position. Oh my Allah, our friends, whoever have been generous and kind towards us, our brothers and sisters, our family members, Ya Allah, bless them all with the best of rewards. Ay mere pyare khuda, is dunya se jab hum jaye to zubano ke upar la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah jari farma. Ya Allah, all the du'as that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made for the ummah, all the goodness that he asked of you, Ya Allah, tamam khair ke sawalat jo Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne kiye, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the fitna and corruption and mischief that he asked for protection, Ya Allah, protect all of us from that corruption and mischief. Ya Allah, hum sab ko to qubool farma le. Ya Allah, jitne bhi deeni kaam ho rahe hai, tabligh daawat ki mehnat ko qubool farma. Ya Allah, khanqahon ki mehnat, masajid ki mehnat, tasnif o taalif ki mehnat, darul ulum madaris ki mehnat, sab ko qubool farma. Sab ko ikhlas ki taufeeq ata farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim, wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله